This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Last night at the Video Music Awards, Miley Cyrus's song Wrecking Ball won Video of the Year. But she didn't give an acceptance speech. Instead, Cyrus's date, a young homeless man who gave his name as Jesse, accepted the award on her behalf. Instead of thanking producers, he talked about the problem of homeless youth in Los Angeles, and he asked viewers to visit Miley Cyrus's Facebook page, where there's a link to donate to a nonprofit called My Friend's Place. Sally Herships reports on what the celebrity spotlight can do for a nonprofit.
So, here is how it feels to run the nonprofit Miley Cyrus promoted last night on national television.
Today's been a little bit of a whirlwind, you know, and it actually even started last night.
Heather Carmichael is executive director of My Friend's Place, a nonprofit that supports homeless youth in Hollywood. She says as of this morning, $70,000 in donations had come in.
How does that compare to a typical 24-hour period?
Coming into this kind of opportunity is really out of the ordinary and ever so extraordinary.
Carmichael says the money could go to anything from providing more food to longer hours. But if you're a nonprofit, what should you do with a sudden spike in donations? Jeff Shuck, CEO of Plenty, a consulting firm that helps nonprofits raise money, says stop and think about the money.
That's an aberration. It's a windfall. It's not something that can be easily replicated.
Shuck says one trap is for nonprofits to make long-term decisions, like hiring new staff, based on a one-time shot of income. He says organizations should think about saving and improving infrastructure.
We can't change the world unless we can turn the lights on. We can't make a difference to other people in our lives unless we have desks and papers and computers.
And what about the strategy of using a celebrity to raise money? Trevor Nielsen is co-founder of Global Philanthropy. He's a friend who advised Cyrus on how to promote My Friend's Place.
Really, it comes down to a combination of both raising awareness, but also raising funds.
Nielsen says even a celebrity-oriented campaign that doesn't raise money isn't a success. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.